Hi, I'm Ibrahim Kasiji, research analyst at Analysys Mason. I contribute to our two IoT programs, and in this podcast, I'll be summarizing our recent research on EUICC and iSIM opportunities for operators. But first, let's start with some definitions, as the terms EUICC and eSIM are often confused. We use the term EUICC as defined by the GSMA M2M eSIM architecture specification. A UICC, which is not easily accessible or replaceable, is not intended to be removed or replaced in the device and enables the secure changing of subscriptions. Where we use the term eSIM, we mean solutions that predated this GSMA specification. Where we use the term EUICC, we mean solutions that are GSMA compliant. EUICCs are increasingly being adopted in the IoT market, and the introduction of iSIMs is expected to follow in 2020 and 2021. Though, of course, with the recent disruptions from COVID-19, some launches are likely to be delayed. EUICC users' ability to switch providers remotely may increase IoT churn, which has historically been very low. iSIMs will cause even more disruption by shifting power to the silicon players at the start of the connectivity value chain. Operators will not be able to prevent the adoption of EUICCs and iSIM for IoT. They should face the challenges head-on and take advantage of new opportunities. Operators' early forays into embedded SIM solutions were largely self-serving and in response to demand from specific verticals, especially the automotive. These eSIMs were built into the device hardware, which simplified logistics for OEMs, but they did not meet the GSMA specification to enable operator switching. The demand for eSIMs with full EUICC capabilities has grown since the release of GSMA specifications. Operators must therefore embrace the adoption of EUICCs. Some public sector connectivity contracts are even specifying remote SIM provisioning as a requirement in the tender process. Operators will need to evaluate how the changing connectivity value chain will affect their ability to provide other solutions, such as device management and application services. Moving on to iSIM, adoption will be slower than that for EUICCs, because the GSMA standard for iSIMs is still being developed, and there are complications in ensuring the security of the system on a chip. We expect a few iSIM solutions will be launched commercially in 2020 and 2021, and that iSIM adoption will speed up in the following years. iSIMs will further disrupt the IoT connectivity value chain. Device IP providers, such as ARM, and system-on-a-chip manufacturers, such as Qualcomm, will play a more important role. SIM manufacturers, such as Gemalto or IDEMIA, will shift from running a hardware business, producing physical SIMs, to providing software, such as SIM IP and remote SIM provisioning services. Operators will need to understand the new value chain and identify where opportunities lie. Here are some examples. New channels to market. The iSIM partnership between ARM and Vodafone is an example. OEMs may approach Vodafone for an iSIM solution, or OEMs may approach ARM directly, who can direct the OEM to Vodafone by their agreement, thereby creating a new channel to market for Vodafone. Falling device costs. In time, iSIM will reduce the total bill of materials, which will reduce device costs, allowing a greater number of devices to be supported by end users. This will drive the business case for LPWA, which has very low connectivity margins, and MNOs may start to win larger contracts for connectivity under NB-IoT and LoRa networks. Automation of connectivity sales. The falling device costs should encourage operators to evaluate how they sell connectivity. For low-value use cases, such as simple asset tracking, they should automate their sales processes by selling connectivity online or via APIs. This will reduce the cost base, make the sales process quicker and simpler, and free up resources that can be diverted to higher value end-to-end solutions, such as industrial IoT and smart city solutions, where there are more lucrative revenue opportunities for operators. Fewer hardware issues. Customers often turn to operators for assistance with device and equipment issues, even though the operator does not provide the hardware in most cases. If the end user requests an iSIM, the hardware would have to be compatible, so hardware issues should be resolved by the equipment manufacturer before the device is put into production, which should save some headaches for operators dealing with these hardware issues. Operators will need to form new partnerships, especially with device IP providers and system-on-a-chip manufacturers. Operators may not have partnered with these players for IoT solutions before, but there are benefits to operators in seeking these partnerships early. Early mover advantage. Many operators are waiting for the GSMA ISIN standard to be developed before launching solutions. Those that have made an early start, such as Vodafone and Deutsche Telekom, may find it easier to retain early ISIM adopters after the standard is released. Get on the learning curve. ISIM is a new technology, as is EUICC to a lesser extent. Operators are unlikely to have expertise on system on a chip. Partnering with silicon players such as Qualcomm will help operators to get on the learning curve and gain an early understanding of potential issues with ISIM and interoperability. Influence the standard. Finally, partnerships can help operators to influence the ongoing GSMA ISIM standard. For example, Arm is heavily involved in the standard, and Vodafone are pursuing a direct ISIM partnership with Arm. Deutsche Telekom is taking a more collaborative approach for its open platform NewSIM solution, collaborating with multiple vendors from different parts of the value chain. This collaborative approach could help to push NewSIM as a de facto ISIM standard. So to summarize, operators must be proactive in developing their EUICC and ISIM propositions, or risk falling behind. Operators are facing high competition in the IoT connectivity market. Failure to embrace these technologies will make it even more difficult to compete. Operators must understand the risk, evaluate how selling to different players will change their business, and build new partnerships. Thanks for listening.